every day expecting miracles, expecting transformation, expecting a new client to show up, expecting new money to come in, expecting your partner to dazzle you, expecting whatever project you're working on to come together more quickly or easily than you anticipated. What if we, as a community of women, started to make this the new normal?
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Self-permission to have it all. What a concept. What a concept that we women in many, many ways are still grappling with. So it is my sincere desire that today's podcast episode will make a major shift in any kind of thwarting of your own success, joy, and happiness that you might be actually the one limiting in your life. I know that I do it. I know that some of my friends do it. I know that my clients do it. And we just need to be in a bigger, grander, more bold conversation to drop this playing small stuff and drop the way that we women in general have gotten used to relating to each other and even ourselves and also to life. And let's start to get great at receiving, shall we, Queen? All right, my love, let's start this podcast out with a prayer, and then we're going to be diving into seeing how you can open up to receiving even more so that you have the experience of having it all in your life. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you. Thank you for your love, your abundance, infinite possibilities, blissful opportunities, all of what you have designed, what you have designed for humans here to live. Truly on earth as it is in heaven is what you have created us for. And we ask for the ways in which we have been taught, distracted, conditioned to think that life is supposed to be hard, different, or difficult. We surrender and release these limiting or low vibe thoughts. And we open up to the miraculous. We open up to your love, your power, your provision. And we say yes to receiving, receiving what you have designed for us. Yes to receiving the desires you have placed in our hearts. Yes to playing such a bigger game, being used on a larger level. We say yes with honor and gratitude and thank you for creating us exactly as we are. And we pray this believing, amen. All right, my darlings. So this conversation that you and I are having here today first started when I had dinner with my friends, Kathy Heller and Susie Moore. Glenn and I were in Miami over the Thanksgiving holiday, and the six of us, the three of us gals and our husbands, went to dinner together. And the conversation opened up with realizing how much women like us create an upper limit when things are starting to go well, when things are really successful. And Kathy mentioned that Brené Brown talks about joy is the most vulnerable emotion. And, you know, throughout my career, I've heard women say things like, well, you can have love or money, but you can't have them both, and certainly not at the same time. And it's always been very confusing to me because I'm like, who said that? What blog are you reading? Because I know that's not in any spiritual scriptures I've read. And then to take a look in our own lives, like, how many times have I been on like just a career high and I don't know, something amazing was happening and then I'd get into a fight with Glenn or I'd be so distracted about something else or get stressed out about something else when that moment was meant to be celebrating. And I have another friend that, like, things are so good in every area of her life. And she keeps wondering, like, should she be somewhere else? And then I had a client I was coaching earlier today, and she was like, I'm really stressed. I'm overwhelmed. I'm not sleeping. And I happen to know the circumstances of her life on a pretty intimate basis. And I was like, your career is going amazing. Over the course of the last year, you got out of a relationship that was not serving you, spent some time being single, and now are in a relationship where you are totally loved. You have a personal development area of your life that is worthy of incredible celebration, and it's your birthday month. Like, why are you in tears and why are you not celebrating? And I did know the answer because I love this particular client very much. And she looked at me, she goes, I don't know how. And I think that so often women like us, we have just been taught to get attention or to bond with others when there's a problem or when we're upset about something. So we create this stuff just so we can be in connection with people. But what if women like me and you started just expecting reverently success in every area of our life? What if you could have love and money and purpose and community and health and joy and an awesome team? Like, why wouldn't it supposed to be that way? And yet we can find ourselves like really grappling with different particular areas, especially when one or two areas are super successful. So, you know, I wrote a lot about this in my book, and I am more devoted and committed more than ever before to getting great at divine living. We have been given these, blessed with these beautiful lives. Of course, we all have our stuff that we're working through, but what if we started to approach it from a different perspective in a different way? Like waking up every day expecting something amazing to happen. What if we woke up every day expecting miracles, expecting transformation, expecting a new client to show up, expecting new money to come in, expecting your partner to dazzle you, expecting whatever project you're working on to come together more quickly or easily than you anticipated? What if we, as a community of women, started to make this the new normal? That, oh, well, sure, I can have prosperity with money, and I can have more than enough time to do my morning routine and work out and spend time with my kids and beloved. And, well, yes, you know, like when program ideas, they come easily to me, and then they get implemented quickly. Like, what if we changed it up? Because I know that you know enough to know that we create our realities. And we're all waking up every day, God bless us, seeking something better, moving our lives forward. I don't think anybody that you're listening to the Divine Living Podcast is like, you know what? I'm going to wake up today and choose to stay stuck. I don't want to move forward. I'm not interested in growth. Nobody's waking up saying that. We're all waking up well-meaning, big-hearted, having proper intentions, be like, hey, I'm going to move my life forward in this way. And what if we actually took it to the next level and became the vibrational match, regardless of what things looked like, regardless of what other people said, and started taking the messages of whatever goes on in our day to be the messages as the universe intends them, not what we make up to then be some sort of upper limit? I had an idea about something recently, and I got really excited about it, which is not difficult for me. I'm an easily excitable person, but I was really, really excited about this particular potential manifestation. And then I started putting it out there and it started coming to me and it like became like, it was like, oh my gosh, is it like actually going to happen? And there was a big decision that I needed to make about it. And then I thought, you know what? I'm committed to the sweet life. I'm committed to being spiritually guided, supported. I'm committed to it being easy. So I thought, you know what? I'm not going to make this decision. I'm going to let the universe make it for me. And I am going to know that I know that I know that whatever the outcome is exactly what's right for me. Well, sure enough, in about 48 hours, I got the response, so to speak, about this particular desired manifestation. And in short, it was a no. The door closed. And in the past, I could so have seen all these other awesome, amazing things happening in my life, but me being so distracted about like, why doesn't anything work out for me? And I can't believe that. And I was so excited. And why do other people get to have this manifestation, but not me? And like, and on and on and on. And instead, I immediately thanked God for the direction because I knew I couldn't lose something that was mine. And I knew that I had prayed for direction. So that door closing was actual direction. And even though like the, I don't know, kind of road closed, shall we say, didn't necessarily lead me to a road yet that I'm like, oh my gosh, I know in my heart and I'm feeling it. Like there's zero disappointment. There's zero letdown. There's zero thinking something's unfair or I'm being left behind. No FOMO here. None. And this is what I want for you in living out your bigness and in living out your truth, knowing that absolutely everything is happening for you, not to you, in the spirit of you having it all. And when I say having it all, I mean experiencing your destiny to its fullness. And that doesn't just include the destinations. That includes the process, the journey, the day in and the day out. Especially right now, I'm just like, I can catch myself like, I want to be moving forward faster. And yet, like right now, for me anyways, I don't know about you, it is day by day by day. Like my days are filled up. And like, I'm like, I want to do all this stuff. And I'll look at my calendar and be like, well, that's not going to happen today because I've got this, that, like the days. So my only option right now is to be fully present today. And like the stuff for the future, apparently it's for the future. And in this desire to have it all, I'm choosing to be the vibrational match of joy, of enthusiasm, of showing up at the highest level for whatever meeting or whatever newsletter approval or whatever coaching call or whatever it is I'm doing, like just seizing that moment and that opportunity. And in that, I will share with you, you know, I pray every day for my good to come to me, open and expecting miracles. And we think that we know what the miracles would be. Oh, that would mean whatever, this particular manifestation, that client signing up and saying yes, blah, 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 blah. This launch going in that particular way, that program filling up, whatever. But when you're open to being dazzled, I did a whole podcast episode on that. And when you're open to the miracles, you can't even think up what the universe has in store for you. And right before I recorded this podcast, like I went and checked my emails and there it was. Something that I didn't even know to ask for, like an amazing opportunity just delivered to me. Got an email from a friend that was introducing me to someone else who's working on this really cool project and boom, I didn't need to go seek it out. I didn't need to go push. I didn't need to work extra hours. I'm really committed to only working a certain number of hours. And like I just shared with you, my day was filled up today and I woke up today asking for miracles. And I didn't know what it was going to be. And I certainly wouldn't have guessed that it was this. But I'm pretty dazzled and I'm pretty thrilled. I'm pretty excited. And that's what I desire for you. Start looking at your life about everything that's awesome every blessing that you have been given this year, every manifestation that actually has taken place. You know, we were in a team meeting recently, and the team vision was for 2021, and what are we doing, and the direction we're going in. And it was really cool. Our marketing manager, Kendall, when it came her turn to talk, she was like, you know what, team? She's like, I'm so proud of us. I was here giving the vision for 2021, and she's like, do you realize what we've done in only 9 months? And she's like, we took our book tour, which we thought was going to be like an in-person book tour, and switched it to virtual. And then we launched our Gateway to Your Dream Business program and did our first ever challenge. And that was in June. In July, we did a challenge on the Life Purpose Project and did that program. And then in September, we did a collaboration and we did a challenge and launched the Perfectly Packaged program. And then we launched this podcast. And then in October, we launched the Q Club and membership site. I mean, we did a Black Friday special. Like, it's just incredible, all the blessings that this year, that has been such a difficult year for so many, of where we've put our attention and our focus and what we have created and are continuing to create. And when you focus on that and not like, well, I can't travel, or this is what, I'm just tired of being stuck in my house, or like whatever the things are, you have a different experience. And you start to, you know, I have friends, and I've done this too, by the way, so I'm not just pointing a finger. You create a success, but then you just move on to the next thing. You don't really experience the success. I want you to take a look at, what have you done and accomplished this year? And by the way, you know, I just listed off like my victory lap of accomplishments that I'm really, really proud of, me and the team here at Divine Living. There are three big goals I set out to accomplish at the beginning of 2020. I haven't, in the way that I have desired, fully accomplished any of them. In one of the areas, I've inched forward maybe 20%. In another area, I've moved forward about 50%. And in another area, I've moved forward 80%. And I will say, at the time of this recording, I have about a month left of 2020. And I could be focused on, well, there you go, Gina. You said you were going to do this. You had an entire year to do this, this, and this. There were just three things, and I could be beating myself up or down on myself or focused on the wrong things. And I'm continuing to move those three other areas forward. And I'm continuing to focus on the blessings and the positive. And I too am learning to see, how good am I willing to let life get? Like, how much am I going to open up to having it all feel normal, be the experience that it's what I'm dedicated to? And I am definitely on the journey with it. And I just wanted to lay this groundwork that you don't need to apologize for desiring more. And you get to celebrate your successes. And of course, it's important that you surround yourself with people who aren't going to dim your flame and distract you. But this is what is meant for queens like you and me. Let's get great at receiving. Let's get great at celebrating. Let's get great at getting honest with ourselves, our audiences, and each other. We do desire to have it all. Might be secretly, might be hidden way down deep inside your soul. But I know that you know that greatness is within you, that you are amazing, that you are a miracle. Everything that you have overcome, and just who you are without being or doing or even having anything else. Just who you are is such a love and such a delight. And so wise and interesting. Yes, queen, you. So I want you to let it in. And let it in a big way, not just in these little morsels that you let sneak in every now and again. Let it in a really, really big way. I'm going to be doing the same. And I want us to catch it for each other. If we're starting to doubt or slink or feel squeamish or pick that fight with your beloved or think that you need to be somewhere that you're not, let's do what Brené Brown was talking about and get great at joy. Get great at being vulnerable. Get great at receiving. Because we were meant to live a very, very joy-filled life. I hope that this episode has been a blessing to you. And if you are a woman entrepreneur who is at a six or multiple six-figure level and are just so committed to the power and the positivity and big joy and next level success in your life, I invite you to check out my very elite, high level, exclusive mastermind program called La Dolce Vita. You can go to divineliving.com/La Dolce Vita, or you can click on the link in the show notes. It is by application only. It is a very small and exclusive group that I'm going to be mentoring into the first 6 months of 2021 in a very tight-knit way. I am just here for all things big, grand, sparkly, up-level, smart business, big leverage, massive expansion. And so if this is you, I invite you to apply. Like I said, I'm going to be keeping this group. You'll see all the details on the page at divineliving.com/La Dolce Vita. The women in this group who have already been admitted to the program are incredible, totally positive, powerful, and they know that they are meant for more, and they are unapologetic about knowing that they desire to have it all. So if this is the kind of group and community that you'd like to be a part of, if I am the mentor for you in 2021, then get your application in ASAP. At the time of this recording, we're a little more than 50% filled, and I would love to review your application if this is what is right for you. So divineliving.com/La Dolce Vita is where you can get all the information. And what I know that regardless of if you are an entrepreneur, whatever stage of that you are in, all of us deserve to have it all. You got big desires, queen. You don't need to hide them any longer. Say yes. Say yes to starting your day expecting greatness and expecting miracles. God bless. All right, my beautiful. I hope that you have loved this episode and it has been a blessing in your life. And if you could use a little extra love and support in sisterhood, I want to invite you to join me in my global community in the Audacity to Be Queen free companion course. This is completely free. And when you go to divineliving.com/audacity, you're going to get meditations, you're going to get videos, you're going to get workbooks, you're going to get Q&A call replays with me. It's just a whole bunch of positive programming completely for free. I want to make sure that you have this love in your life. So go get it now at divineliving.com/audacity.